All right, we're back, and we have one Allegan County Commissioner with us. That's Jim Story. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Juke, and good morning to all your great listeners on WHTC.
And we're going to talk about some of the things going on in Allegan County. And, Jim, I read that a lot of people were saying nice things about the jail.
Yes.
Even though they were against it beforehand.
Well, that is. Thanks for bringing that up, Juke. I think it is rather interesting. One of my colleagues on the commission, Tom Jessup, he represents the kind of the southwest corner of the of Allegan County, Casco Township, and South Haven, and a couple of Pullman, and a couple of townships around there. And he you know, my predecessors on the commission took a lot of grief, I would say, for wanting to spend money to build a new jail, and. It was interesting. He tells me he went to one of his township board meetings, which all of us routinely do just to keep in touch with what's going on. And he said that one of the people came up to him and who had toured the jail said, complimented the new correction center on how nice it looked, just like you went through it, and said, well, why didn't you tell us if it was going to be this nice? We would have been for it before. So, you know, you can't. Sometimes you just can't win. You just got to sometimes plow ahead to do what you think is right. And you're right. I mean, the response we had, nearly 1,000 people tour in the 10 days that we had the open houses in the latter part of February and early March. And, you know, I didn't hear any complaints. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may have been some, but I think people were just saying, wow, this is a great facility, and it brings corrections into a modern place. While we're on that, just for one second, if I could just add, I don't want to get too carried away here because there are other things we could talk about this morning, but one of the services that I was not too familiar with that I got to be familiar with that is offered to people who are incarcerated is a ministry called Forgotten Man Ministries.
Yeah.
And they have a couple of operations around West Michigan, Kent County. I know they have one, and I think they have one in Kalamazoo County. And we have a very, very strong one in Allegan County. And one of the side benefits of having this new facility is that the chaplains, Bob Thomas and his assistant chaplains that he has, will have their own office now. They didn't have that before. I mean, it was because everything was cramped in. And we will actually have, you know, some really good meeting rooms, you know, for religious meetings. And, you know, the whole point of this is, and I put a lot of emphasis, is that changing the name from jail to correction center, which is what we've done, it's now called the Allegan County Correction Center, is so that people who unfortunately end up there don't ever come back, that they leave there changing their lives, you know, so that they become a asset to our society, you know, not a drain.
Rehabilitation,
and certainly this Forgotten Man Ministries is a big part of that in terms of, you know, Bible study and Sunday services, etc. They hold three Sunday services
really
every Sunday, and they have, you know, right now we have like about 178 people in the jail, the old jail now. And Bob was telling me that they have about 95 people attend those services, which is, I think, maybe even higher than people on the outside.
Really?
Percentage-wise, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, so now they're going to have the room to really do even more work.
Right.
And if that's a side benefit, if we never see these people again come through the doors of the correction center, then it is money extremely well spent.
Indeed. All right. What else you have this morning, Jim?
Well, a couple things. We had a little bit still on the law enforcement theme. We had a visit yesterday in our meeting, our regular meeting, from Lieutenant Tom Draves. He's the post commander for the Michigan State Police at the Wayland Post, and there are two other field offices, one in Saugatuck and one in South Haven, that reports to him, and he was giving us a report on his activities. And the state police, I think, and our sheriff's department have been working very closely together. You know, they kind of, you know, we have sheriff's deputies that are road patrol, and we have state police officers assigned to the county. And they kind of they really kind of spell each other and make sure, you know, when one isn't available that they are.
Yeah.
And so it was good to hear that report. Also, I asked him, you know, I've been reading in some of the state websites, state of Michigan websites, I should say, that for I think the second or third year in a row, they've convened a trooper school, you know, where we train new troopers. And those are about, you know, $10 million appropriations that they have. So I asked him, I says, are any of those going to come to our county? And he did tell me that we, of the trooper school that's now in, there's, I think, 85 people, cadets in that school right now, that we're slated to the Wayland Post and Allegan County is supposed to get two. So I'm always good to hear that, you know, when we often wonder, you know, what happens with the money we send off to Lansing, whether we ever see the benefits of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was really glad to hear that. So that's one plus, I think. The other thing that I wanted to report, particularly this is kind of helping out Dean Kappinga, who's not here, my fellow commissioner, but we did one of the things we've been working on for a long time is trying to improve our call-out radio coverage for our volunteer firefighters. The 911 system that the county operates not only dispatches, as you'd expect, police and emergency services people, ambulances, etc., they're also responsible for sending pager signals out for the many volunteer fire departments that we have in Allegan County. And one area where we've had a consistent kind of balancing act slash weakness has been in the Saugatuck area, because if you get to the other side of the dunes, and you have a lakeside emergency, you know, the radios just don't penetrate, and they haven't been able to work. Now, if you increase the strength of the signal, then what happens is that it blasts all the way over to Wisconsin and interferes with the call-out of their fire departments, because you know, the lake is flat, and, you know, that's radio signals, as you well know, you're in the business, travel very well over water. So we just recently installed a VHF ground channel repeater on Mount Baldhead so that it broadcasts along the shoreline.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Baldhead and Saugatuck up and down through Lake Town Township, interfacing a little bit into Park Township in Ottawa County. And the Chief Janik of the Saugatuck District Fire Department has reported that this has tremendously improved the coverage there. And so I'm glad to see that that has attacked a problem. Speaking of that, during our April 24th meeting, which is our next regular meeting of the County Commission, we will be reviewing two ballot languages, 2014. I'm sure you found out is an election year. And we'll have two ballot issues in August. One is the renewal of our very popular senior millage.
Yes.
And the other one is a renewal of our 9/11 surcharge, because we need to keep that $2.80 per instrument coming in so that we can start the process of replacing some antiquated radio systems.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two things coming up. The other thing I wanted to alert you and your listeners to, particularly your listeners, is the County Board of Commissioners usually meets in the afternoon. We usually meet on the second and fourth Thursday of the month at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But two meetings a year we meet in the evening, so that people who are, of course, working or otherwise occupied have a chance to, you know, come and tell us what's on their mind and, you know, listen into what we're doing. And we do it once in the spring and once in the fall. And the spring meeting is coming up April 24th at 7 o'clock at the County Services Building, which is 3283 122nd Avenue. In Allegan Township, actually, but it has an Allegan address. So April 24th at 7, you know, you get a chance to see, you know, what we do.
See what commissioners are doing.
Right, and we will take up these ballot language issues at that meeting. And so if, you know, people have some thoughts on that, we're glad to hear it. We're also going to take up a proposal that came forward a few months ago by a young man from Hamilton area, but he lives in Manlius Township. but from Hamilton, asking us to take a look at creating some ORV trails.
Yes.
In Allegan County. Our Parks Commission has considered it. We also asked our Road Commission to take a look at it, and we're going to take up that discussion at that point that evening. So those are a couple of things that are upcoming.
And we got a call.
Great.
Yes, you're online with the commissioner.
Well, good morning, Duke. Thanks for taking my call. Speaking of ORV trails and parks and things of that nature, I'm sure Mr. Story is familiar with the Lakeshore Drive Road in the Douglas area.
Yes.
Where it washed out several years ago.
Yes.
Quite a few years ago, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
I contacted the road commissioner there a few years back about the possibility of making that a bike path, a pedestrian path, a jogging path, something that could walk. I understand it's not safe and sufficient for roadway traffic anymore. However, if I'm not mistaken, it's still a county right-of-way, and it would seem to me that a bicycle path or a pedestrian path, a hiking path, or you know, something that would connect the two ends of it would get quite a bit of use, especially
yeah.
with the Saugatuck Douglas area being such a tourist site and the lakeshore being so beautiful. So I'm just wondering if Mr. Story would be willing to explore that a little bit, see if that's a possibility. I did contact the head of the road commission several years back. He just poo-pooed it in such a fashion that it made me wonder if he, well, I guess he's a road commissioner, not a bike path commissioner.
He probably doesn't.
Anyway,
doesn't live in the area either.
Yeah, perhaps. And I don't know whether the private citizens who live on the lakeshore there have taken it over or not. I mean, it certainly is. I think it would behoove Mr. Story to go down there and take a look at it from both sides, because it did seem to me when I was there that there was some encroachment on the part of the private citizens onto what I believe would still be county road right-of-way. I mean, I'm not sure of that at all. But
I'll let him respond here, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. And I have looked at that, as a matter of fact, not in the last couple of months, but right before winter set in. And I have asked about I wasn't asking about a bike path. And I was asking about reconnecting that road because
yeah.
that's, you know, people say, well, you know, it's nice to let things go back to nature, particularly along the lakeshore. But when there's an emergency and you want people to respond to that emergency, having an adequate transportation system and access to that is very important. And but I always tell people, you know, the roads in Michigan's structure of government, roads don't come under the county commission. They come under the county road commission, which
right.
is a distinct and separate unit. We appoint the commissioners, the three road commissioners, but after that we really have nothing to say because they don't get any money from the general county property tax levies. All their money comes from the gasoline tax and weight taxes that the state collects and then sends them back. I say all that, I hate to give you all of that in front before I get to the heart of the matter here is, it's just to say that I will be glad to raise this point about a hiking path. I do know, in talking to at least one of the road commissioners, not necessarily the staff, but one of the road commissioners, that when they've explored reconnecting that Lakeshore Drive or roadway in the past, that the people who live around it really are very happy with not having it connected. They don't necessarily want the traffic, and
right.
and so you have this balancing act. But I don't know if they've ever considered a biking path, a hiking and biking path, I guess, for that area in lieu of an actual road. Again, you know, road monies are always pressured. I just say that because it has to compete with a lot of other demands. But I can answer the caller's question by saying, yes, I will bring it up again to the road commissioners. I will share it with my colleague, Dean Kappinga, in whose district this particular road is located. It's, and it doesn't mean I don't care because it's not my district. I don't want to send that on.
Right.
I care everything about Allegan County, but I do think, you know, he needs to have an opportunity to also get involved. So okay. I will bring it up, and we'll schedule it for responses.
That exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
We're here with Jim Story this morning, Allegan County Commissioner. And if you have a question of Jim, you can call us here at 395-1450. Our line is open. And you have anything else on your agenda there, Jim? Or?
Well, I certainly have some more information. They give us a lot of information at our board meetings, and I can just bury you with it if you want. But one of the other things that we will be taking up to approve, and I don't know if we'll do it in the next meeting, but certainly soon, we were just talking about roads, but the road commission building and main garage in Allegan itself is getting pretty long in the tooth. Part of it was built in the 1930s as a state highway garage, and when the Michigan Department of Transportation moved to a different facility, the County Road Commission acquired that, and then they've added on a steel frame building. We had partial leakage in the roof during this very heavy winter while those guys are out there plowing our roads. Long story short is they've been saving up some money for several years to build a new facility. They have about half of the cost saved up, and they're going to come to us and ask us to issue a bond for the other half. It's about a $6 million facility, and if anybody's ever visited the Road Commission headquarters down there, it is we've gotten our worth out of it. I mean, it's fully depreciated, and is they need a modern facility, you know.
I think I went to a meeting there one night.
Yeah, I think that will be coming up to us pretty soon. Of course, people have a right to ask for a referendum if they want for a bond, but I think any time you can improve the facilities, not luxury, but just improve the efficiency of the facilities that our people work out of, you get better service out on the roads and highways that are out there.
At one time, the Road Commission had, I think, a couple of trucks in Douglas or something that were taking care of this end of the county.
Yeah, they now have one. Their garage right now is in Fenville.
Okay.
That takes care of that section of Douglas, Saugatuck Township, and the Manlius and those areas. There's another one over to the west. No, excuse me, to the east of Overijssel. Over in that area for that end of it. I don't know where all of them are off the top of my head.
Well, I know. It's pretty spread out because it's a big county.
It is a big county. And I was talking to one of my colleagues on the Ottawa County Commission last night. And, you know, obviously people compare, particularly in a city like Holland, which sits in two counties, people compare. And what I don't think people realize is that the geography of Allegan County is about a third larger than Ottawa County.
Yeah.
And yet we have about half the population.
Yeah.
I mean, so we got more territory to cover with kind of less resources, but I think we do a fairly good job with what we have. One of our mantras on the county administration, the county commissioners, is that we're always interested in continuous improvement. It doesn't mean we're resting on our laurels, but we're always looking for better ways to do things. Can I change gears here just a little bit, dear Duke?
Sure.
And speaking of that, one of the ways you get continuous improvement is you get good people helping out. And right now, the Allegan County has an Economic Development Commission. We have some fairly good people. We have an Economic Development Commission, and we just filled a vacancy there last meeting in March with Kristen Armstrong. She's the director of the Saugatuck Center for the Arts. And has a long resume of experience in economic development. Was very excited to get that person because we're getting someone from the northern part of the county. We try to geographically balance where people who work on who serve on our volunteer commissions. And then in that vein, we now have a vacancy on the Allegan County Tourist Council. And I guess I bring that up because if someone wants to serve on that, particularly someone in the hospitality industry, I would certainly like to forward their application or have them apply, particularly if someone's from, again, the northern part of the county, because that will bring us some balance.
Right.
Those are a couple of things that I wanted to bring up to date for people on. And with that, I don't know if there's anything particularly on your mind.
No, I don't have a lot on my mind.
All right, I'll keep going then.
I try to
save a breath. I don't want to monopolize.
I've got about 3-4 minutes left here.
All right, well, good. I have yesterday in our meeting also we had the district court judges and the probate court judge, Judge Buck and Judge Belargin, and the court district court administrator. About every other meeting we have a report from a major department in the county, and yesterday was district court day. There's some statistics that I think would people would find interesting. For a long time, the number of traffic cases and criminal cases that the district court handles, now the district court doesn't handle the major money or the major felony cases, but they handle kind of the lesser offenses, and they handle all the traffic offenses. But for a number of years, those were going down. Well, from 2012 to 2013, they increased by 22%.
Really?
But we're still not back to the level of number of cases that we had in 2009. So one of the, I guess, positive aspects of the recession was, you know, the number of cases that were brought into district court, you know, dramatically went down. But now that things are picking back up again, I guess people are driving more. And I asked the district court administrator, I said, what do you attribute this increase? And she said, you know, more people are driving during the recession. Yeah. They stayed home a lot and didn't have the money to put fuel in the tank and go around. And then she said something. She says, and yeah, we've had a lot of retirements of public safety officers, which means we've got younger officers, and the younger officers tend to write more tickets than the veterans. To which I responded, well, I was with the sheriff a couple of weeks ago at a meeting, and he told me on his way to the meeting, you know, that he stopped someone who was speeding, and he, of course, travels in an unmarked car. Yeah. You won't know it. He stopped someone who was speeding, and so I said, they don't just give up on it, you know, from my own personal experience. So
that's good.
So that's the other thing I wanted to tell you about that is interesting in district court is we now have three special jurisdiction courts, one for veterans, one for drugs, and one for seniors. That we kind of set those cases aside and have special days for them to be hearing. So it's helping us kind of manage that caseload.
Very good, very good. And by the way, the Allegan County horse trails had some nice pictures in the paper this morning. So
I didn't get a chance to see my Sentinel yet. So
take a look because
that's great.
Looks very inviting.
Yeah, and we're putting together. You know, we're working right now. I'm on the Tourist Council, and we're putting together our tourist guide for next year for 2015, and I'll look at them. I mean, we're looking for some pictures right now for that, so I'll look at them and see if that might be something to put in there.
And we're out of time for today. Jim, I want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning here on our Talk of the Town program, and I'll be back after news and weather, so stay tuned.